Mini episode 941 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with part 8 of our ranking of all of the episodes of one of TV's great comedies, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We're borrowing from the flawless Dennis system to create 6 tiers, with S as the lowest and D as the highest. It's important to clarify that, of course, there are no really bad episodes of this show, just ones that we prefer to other ones. So even those that are lower on the list are not ones that we're crapping on. It's just that you can't rank 1 through 133 without having some that go down to 133. We are inspired to create this list when one of our great show contributors, Paul Pasek, called the list to our attention that had been produced by Deadspin, and like much of their work in the post-Will Leach years, it was clear that they just mailed it in. Sonny deserves better than that. Whether you agree or disagree with our rankings, hopefully you'll perceive that we put the thought into this project that the show deserves. We can't wait until season 13 of Sonny begins, but while we're on this long hiatus, here's our list. Today is part 8, the second part of the first N tier. Number 54, episode 7.8, The Antisocial Network, November 3rd, 2011. The gang not understanding anything dealing with technology or modern life is a recurring motif throughout the series, leveraged very effectively here once again. Number 53, episode 6.12, D Gives Birth, December 9th, 2010. Episodes that bring back many background characters are usually winners, as was this one with all of Dee's potential baby daddies. Number 52, episode 8.1, Pop Pop, The Final Solution, October 11th, 2012. If this show could successfully accept the challenge of producing a funny episode about Hitler's dog art, it could produce a very funny episode about just about anything. Number 51, episode 4.1, Mac and Dennis, Manhunters, September 18th, 2008. A show that mixes cricket and cannibalism, without cricket being the cannibal, surprisingly, had a lot of promise, and it delivered on it. Number 50, episode 8.2, The Gang Recycles Their Trash, October 18th, 2012. The gang as high-class garbage men may not be an example of a high-concept idea, but it played out in hilarious fashion just like you would expect. Number 49, episode 2.3, D and Dennis Go on Welfare, July 6th, 2006. As one of the classic politically incorrect episodes of all time, the paired adventures of Dee and Dennis and Charlie and Mac offended and amused a great many. Number 48, episode 4.8, Patty's Pub, The Worst Bar in Philadelphia, October 16th, 2008. Woe be unto the reviewer who gives a negative write-up to Patty's and even to his hapless, innocent neighbor. Number 47, episode 6.13 and 6.14, A Very Sunny Christmas, December 16th, 2010. The gang's Christmas mega episode produced all of the demented entertainment that you could have hoped for from this theme. Number 46, episode 5.8, Patty's Pub, Home of the Original Kitten Mittens, November 5th, 2009. Blend the lawyer with a series of manufacturing parodies and you're guaranteed to have an entertaining episode. Number 45, episode 4.4, Max Banging the Waitress, September 25th, 2008. Rarely has the waitress interjected so much dysfunction into the gang like she did here, and the execution of the plot was very good. Number 44, episode 3.4, The Gang Gets Held Hostage, September 20th, 2007. This is the one time that the McCoyles ever really got over on the gang, and they really, really made it count. Number 43, episode 12.7, PTSD, February 15th, 2017. Dee is almost always unsuccessful in pursuing revenge, so it makes sense that the one time she would achieve it, she would go way overboard. number 42, episode 5.2, The Gang Hits the Road, September 24th, 2009. Back when episodes set largely outside of Patty's were pretty rare, this one showed the potential of all of the interactions with people on an attempted road trip. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.